Cruise ships have been visiting Alaska for decades, but they are not like they used to be. Tara Bicknell from member station KHNS reports from Skagway on an emerging trend in the industry.
Okay, I got one for you. What do vampires, Donald Duck, lesbians, and the Tea Party have in common? You give up? They all have theme cruises that dock in Skagway. Theme cruises are not just for rock and roll fans in the Caribbean anymore. They've been sailing up and down the Lynn Canal for years.
I mean, it used to be where cruise ships were just marketing, you know, themselves.
Just ask Skagway Tourism Director Buckwheat Donahue.
I mean, I could come up with an idea, and I could just call it the Skagwegian Cruise and get maybe 40 or 50 people that want to rent berths and go on a cruise down to the Caribbean or something like that.
We're talking about this because a cruise ship chartered by the Tea Party Express and the American Conservative Union departed Seattle on Saturday, bound for the gateway to the Klondike. And guess who's on board the second annual Conservative Political Action Committee's cruise? The president of the National Rifle Association, former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, author Alan Keyes, U.S. Justice Foundation's Gary Creep, former Saturday Night Live personality Victoria Jackson, Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist, and conservative social issues crusader Ralph Reed. Next June, the Holland America's Zuiderdam arrives in Skagway, full of vampire enthusiasts. Yep, it's already booked.
Well, you know what? The hardware store's going to have to buy some of those Halloween teeth, you know, so people can walk around going, I'm going to suck the blood out of you.
Self-proclaimed fang bangers and other varieties of vampire wannabes sink their teeth into a week at sea on the cruise ship Convention for the Undead. It runs from Vancouver to Skagway, June 23rd to 30th, just a couple days after the summer solstice. Go figure.
Now, I could always ask Public Works to hang garlic off of all the street lamps, you know, just so that people can feel, you know, safe.
The whole themed cruise idea is just getting bigger. There are cruises for soap opera fans, chocolate lovers, calypso dancers, even scrapbookers. There are kosher Jewish music cruises, a Mac Mania cruise for Apple computer geeks, a Titanic memorial cruise that completes the Titanic's original itinerary. There's even one for fans of the movie A Christmas Story. Cruise Critic explains that theme cruises are an onboard creation by the cruise line, stuff like chocolate cruises and the NASCAR voyage. Special interest cruises are where a group purchases a number of staterooms, often with an itinerary and special guests. Full ship charters is where the entire ship is organized around the interest and everyone on board participates in activities. That would be the gay and lesbian cruises and poker cruises.
And I just had a very wonderful phone call this morning with the Grin and Barrett Marathon Running Club. And they called me and they are putting together a cruise package next year for marathoners, and they want to do the Skagway Marathon.
They already have 14 people signed up, he adds, saying the whole focus for this group would be getting to the Skagway Marathon and carbo loading at the endless buffet bar. Meanwhile, on board the Conservative cruise docking in Skagway midweek, the conversation is not all about whether to pan for gold or helicopter to dog camp when they get to Skagway. Washington Times blogger Emily Miller, who's sending updates from the boat, says they're talking about what everyone else is talking about back in D.C., which Republican they think is most seaworthy to withstand the perfect storm, the presidential race. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Tara Bicknell.